Well, Sue, as we look what's happening market-wise, you and I were just chatting whether or not a lot of wheels being turned across the country. Looking at this corn market, ease of planting delays, as they say this weather's going to get better, is that part of what we're seeing in the trade?
I think so. The weather is supposed to maybe, you know, for the next 10 days, be a little bit more, to some degree, drier and warmer. But yet the forecast of showers is coming along right along with it starting tomorrow. And so that's going to keep, you know, where the showers don't hit, people will be going. But what it's going to cause is it's going to cause farmers to really get out there and just push, push, push. And all of a sudden this crop progress, the planting progress is going to come on real quick. But the one thing that producers in like Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota have to worry about is making sure they don't mud it in.
And that is a big concern as you look at what's happening weather-wise. Headed to the south, it seems like South America's been kind of hush-hush as what they're seeing on harvest numbers.
Well, I think that's true. You know, we're not getting as much done. In fact, if you look at soybean plantings for the first time this year, it was announced here on Monday, and, you know, planting progress of 2%. Ties the years of 1983 and 1993, and then, of course, 1984 was the slowest year when only 1% of the soybean crop was in. So that said, you know, I thought it was interesting because it's years of a three, and here we are in another year of a three. I guess, you know, you go back and it's ironic, but a lot of the years ending in a three do tend to have some weather issues. Now, the year of 84 had the slowest bean planting progress of 1% done for this time period, and yet we've seen corn yields that year come off with, you know, trendline yields.